96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. There are now just 6 days left before Election Day. And while the top of the presidential ticket has gotten most of the attention, there are races and issues that have been lost in all of the noise. And we're going to talk about them tonight at the Reporters Roundtable. My guests are Jesse Holland, author and political reporter for the Associated Press, and James Wright, political reporter for the Afro-American Newspapers. And we also want to talk to you. What are you concerned about outside of the Clinton-Trump race? What issues are happening in your community that are pushing you to vote if you haven't voted already, or even getting you to the polls for early voting? I want to hear from you tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, don't be shy, Jesse James. Oh, Jesse James, I like that. Guns firing already in this.
I've heard every joke.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll let that one slide. Outside of Hillary and Clinton, Jesse, you know, what are the big down ballot issues wherever people happen to live, particularly as it relates to African Americans?
Well, I mean, and that's one of the issues that we've been dealing with for the last 2 years, ever since, frankly, Ferguson happened, because we tend to think of elections as being only this year for president, but the votes that really count are the votes for mayor, the votes for city council, the vote for county council. These are the people who direct the police departments. These are the people who direct your local taxes. These are the people on the school who you vote for on the school board who affect your children. While we need to concern ourselves with the presidential election, but we really got to pay attention to these local races, because these are the people you can walk over to your city hall and say, I don't like what we're doing here. You can't walk to the White House and tell the president anything. You can walk to your mayor's office and tell him, you don't, or her, you don't like what's happening in your county. So these, you really got to pay attention to these local races.
So why is that so hard for folks to pay attention, James? Is it that we just expect to be excited? We expect to be entertained when it comes to the issues concerning our vote?
Well, first of all, keep in mind that America has gone down in terms of civic engagement. We don't go to our city council meetings like we used to. We don't go to our county commissioners or county council meetings like we used to. And as a result of that, people are really not that interested in those issues because they're not as sexy. Now, it's sexy to talk about Hillary Clinton's emails or Donald Trump's with women, but it's not easy, and it's not as sexy to talk about your grass needs cut, the street needs repair,
right?
Those type of things. So, and we are now into this thing where we like sexy things. So that's why it's so difficult. And Jesse's absolutely right. These are the most important offices to individual Americans, because that's where the rubber hits the road.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're at the Reporters Roundtable tonight talking about some down ballot issues. In other words, those issues that are under or below the presidential election, the issues that don't necessarily get all of the attention. Let's talk at least briefly about something that is happening in Prince George's County. There is a ballot issue D, and James, you just did, you know, a story about this in reference to adding two at-large seats to the Prince George's County Council. Give me the rundown on that. Now you're chuckling. What's wrong with that?
Okay, here's what's going on, and I'm talking behind the scenes. I'm not talking about what you read in the Post and all this other stuff.
That's why you're here.
You have political people who like their particular positions on the Prince George's County Council, and they've been termed out because, as you know, Prince George's County Council members have term limits, which is 2 terms. So now they've come up with this scheme to create at-large council members where the council, those 2 positions will run countywide. Now, while that appears to be very, very, you know, a good thing because you give people all over the county a voice in terms of governance at the legislative level, the question becomes who's going to run for those positions. I'm hearing Karen Toles is interested in that. I'm hearing Adrian Harrison is interested in that. And I'm hearing Mel Franklin. He's looking at running for county executive in 2018, but he may be persuaded to run countywide legislatively.
But why? I mean, tell me how you really feel. Why do you call it a scheme? I mean, certainly this is a valid issue. Some could argue that with a county as large as Prince George's, why not have 2 at-large seats where we do have more political voice, somebody else to talk about our trash being collected and our police and all the things that Jesse just spoke about.
Because you don't need them. I mean, this is why they went to districts some time ago, because the district, the council members from that district can take care of those things you talked about, trash and that sort of thing. What do you
Some would argue that, because don't forget, there's been a trash issue in Prince George's County where they've cut it back. So maybe not.
Yes. And that's where you got to go to the legislative, the county council for that, and your individual council member to change that. But an at-large seat is not going to do that.
Now let me add in there is a counter argument to that as well, because, and it goes back to those term limits. Now, some would say we need the extra seats to keep experienced voices on the council that are getting term limited out. So it becomes a question of, are we losing experienced political leadership in the county because of these arbitrarily set term limits? And these at-large seats would allow some experienced voices that have served in one seat on the council to perhaps run and get another seat and an at-large. Now, all this depends on whether you think term limits are good or not. That's every person's individual choice. But though adding those 2 seats would allow some of those council members to get around those term limits.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to the phone lines. We've got April Ryan, of course, one of our great colleagues, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks. Hey, April, how are you?
Hey, Harold, how are you? I'm good.
Good, good. I know you're just so busy today. You're one of the most desired voices during this, political season.
I don't know about that, but I know I am in the car on my way to do TV tonight.
So okay,
my college classmate.
Okay, well, you know, I might remember when. Yeah, that's another conversation. Don't put a brother out there. But April, I want to go back to a question I asked earlier. Outside of the Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump issue, why is it that so many voters are reticent to go to the polls if there's nothing super sexy and exciting to talk about? And, you know, why aren't they interested in, you know, in mayor's races, council races and things like that, particularly when you're talking about black voters?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is you have so many politicians right now pressing the issue of down ballot. And just to make that simple, it's every issue on the ticket. You know, I voted in Maryland Sunday, and I made it a point to look at every issue. And there were a lot of things talking about, would you support an amendment for this to fund construction for infrastructure, for this, for that, for schools, for parks? And that's really important. I mean, when you think about it, I'm thinking about last year in the snow, with that snowstorm that the new mayor had in Washington, D.C. She had that problem with the snow. I mean, if there's not funding for that kind of thing, for salt, for whatever they use now, the chemical to de-ice the roads, you know, if we don't agree to that, or we don't say there should be extra money for climate change or whatever to offset the climate change issue with heavier snowstorms, you don't get that. You have a problem, and the money has to come from somewhere. And then when you vote for your local politician, you're supposed to, elections are personal. It's all about what affects you. For African Americans, a lot affects us. It's our pocketbook issues. Brown and Black Americans are having major issues right now. There's a lot at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, you know, on the national level, for brown people, it's immigration. You know, that's the main issue. But for us, we're talking about policing. That's a local issue.
Yeah.
And that's very local. So the issue of community policing, the issue of police officers and police force, the militarization of police, this is on that ballot in some of these instances. So when you vote for president, yeah, that's national. When you vote for your congressional leader, yeah, that's national. But it's also affecting you in a lot of ways because these people decide on things and monies to be dispersed to your locale. So it is very, very important. I'm talking from a broader spectrum and also from someone who lives in the community. When it snows, I run into potholes too.
Yeah, without a doubt, banging up our cars. Hold on for a minute there, April. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're at the Reporters Roundtable. We're talking about the so-called down-ballot issues, the issues that are below voting for president. We're going to go to the phone lines in just a bit to hear from our listeners. What are the issues that are concerning you? Why are you going to the polls other than to vote for president? And what do you think some of the media is missing? We'd like to hear that as well. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Your phone call is coming up in just 15 seconds. Stay with us.